This is your Hustle Mohawk Magazine Network Roman Label Correspondent, Willie Terry. In this segment, you will hear part two of my report from the New York State Black and Puerto Rican Legislative Caucus weekend on a workshop entitled Revolution or Reform. This workshop was facilitated by State Assembly Charles Barron. Revolution or Reform, Part 2.
Martin Luther King said, "For years I labored with the idea of reforming the existing institutions of the South." Reform. A little change here, a little change there. "Now I feel quite differently. I think you've got to have a radical reconstruction of the entire society. A revolution of values." Give Martin Luther King a hand clap. They don't want you to know that, King. "I have a dream." Black boys and black girls on the mountaintops shaking hands. You know, they want you to have, matter of fact, his "I Have a Dream" speech was first rendered at the Walk for Freedom in Detroit in June of 1963. He did "I Have a Dream" to 125,000 people in Detroit. Black people. Black people. Then 2 months later, he did it in the Washington Monument, and it became popular. Let Dr. King speak for himself.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes. We read one day.
Give Dr. King a hand clap. You see, that's the Dr. King that they don't want you to know about. He said, "I integrated the lunch counters, and now that you're sitting down for lunch, we don't have no money to pay for the lunch."
Right.
So when he started fighting against capitalism,
right,
not just the war in Vietnam, the imperialism, when he started fighting against capitalism, that's when they felt he needed to die.
Yes.
And that's when J. Edgar Hoover did more surveillance of Dr. King than he did of my Black Panther Party.
Yes.
And what was Dr. King saying? "We want to vote. We want to integrate. We want justice." You know, we were saying other kinds of things, but Dr. King should not have been murdered. Little baby girls bombed in a church for them, murdered. A month after the "I Have a Dream" speech, you kill out 4 baby girls. And what they're trying to do, vote? What's the solution?
Revolution!
I want to introduce y'all to a man everybody knows. But I thought this nice little song that Miriam Makeba, she was a revolutionary, a freedom fighter in South Africa, and her daughter had written a nice song for her to sing for this gentleman that we all love and know.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Our next song was written for us by my little girl, who's not so little anymore. She's named Bongi. She wrote a song about a great man. I say a great man because it was a black man who fought for the liberation of black people. Ladies and gentlemen, Malcolm X. Everybody seems to be preaching revolution.
Thank you very much. Give Mary McCleaver a big hand clap. And I want to introduce y'all to my queen. Come on up here. The love of my life. This is my queen. And you know, a lot of brothers that get successful, you know, they if they don't go with a white woman, they'll try to find something closest to a white. I unmistakably got me a black woman. There'll be no confusion. There'll be no confusion. And say happy birthday to Inez. Today's her birthday. Give her a big hand clap. Happy birthday, Inez. What's the solution?
Revolution!
Let's hear from Malcolm.
In order for you and me to devise some kind of method or strategy to offset some of the events or a repetition of the events that have taken place here in Los Angeles recently, we have to go to the root. We have to go to the cause. Dealing with the condition itself is not enough. We have to get to the cause of it all, or the root of it all.
See, once again, you see, Malcolm said, get to the root, the root causes. If we don't get to the root, and you know, you can do it simultaneously. It doesn't mean that you don't fight for reformist rights. It doesn't mean you don't fight for quality education and jobs and all of that, but you can't forget the root causes. And this is what Malcolm was trying to emphasize. There's another response that we had in the 60s, revolutionary nationalism. Malcolm was a revolutionary nationalist. You know, he wanted to get to the root causes. He was definitely against capitalism and imperialism, but he wanted us to own some land and have some independence for ourselves as well.
That's called nationalism. When the white man became involved in a revolution in this country against England, what was it for? He wanted this land so he could set up another great nation. This white nationalism. The American Revolution was white nationalism. The French Revolution was white nationalism. The Russian Revolution too, yes, it was white nationalism. You don't think so? Why you think Khrushchev and Mao can't get their heads together? White nationalism. All the revolutions that's going on in Asia and Africa today are based on what? Black nationalism. A revolutionary is a black nationalist. He wants a new.
So that was one of the responses from some of our leaders in the 60s. Some wanted to integrate and wanted equality and justice. And some said, well, you know what? You don't want us. We don't want you. Let's separate. And we'll have our own nation. Let us control our own communities. Wherever we are the majority, this is what we're trying to do in East New York. If we are the majority in a community, we should own the land. Mm-hmm. We should own all of the businesses.
Yes.
We should own the social and cultural institution, especially the police.
Yes.
That should be who we want to police us and how we want to be police. We should own the hospitals. You can't come in our communities. We are colonies. We are a colony.
Yeah.
We have the majority of the people in the community, but we don't own nothing.
Yes, sir.
How do we go in the 21st century making more money than we've ever made before? And how do you own nothing when right after slavery, we had Tulsa, Little Africa, the bourgeoisie called it Black Wall Street later. Little Africa, where they owned everything, oil wells, they owned the everything, every social, the land. How do we have Rosewood right after slavery? We owned everything. Wilmington, right after slavery, we owned everything. And we get in the 21st century and we own nothing. What's the solution?
Revolution!
I want to talk to you about my party, the Black Panther Party. Give the Panthers a big hand clap for what they've done in history. When I was 18 years old, living on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, I was starting a whole lot of trouble, and I saw some Panthers came down, and Mark Holder recruited me. I wasn't in the leadership. Nobody knew me or nothing like that. But we used to go up to Harlem and get our papers and sell our papers. We fought to free Angela Davis. I'll explain her in the future, in the near future in this. But the Black Panther Party was one of the most revolutionary, productive organizations we've ever had. And it went beyond picking up guns and following police. You know, that's what they want you to think. That's the only thing they did. Let me show you the stuff that they did do. They wanted to end police brutality. I'm going to show you the 10-point program after this is finished.
Please prepare not to, in our community, not to...
Huey P. Newton, give him a big hand clap.
...to brutalize and murder us.
This frightened the government because this...
We united with other groups, American Indian movement, Palestinians, Mexicans, Latinos, young lords. Thousands of people ate meals, free health clinics.
We did what the government would not do, and they were absolutely afraid and said we were the most dangerous, the most threatening to the internal security of the United States. As the party grew, we were more and more stalked and surveilled by the FBI.
Give our sisters a hand clap. The women were powerful in the Black Panther Party.
Revolution or Reform, Part 2.
We're people gonna rise up, get their ass, yeah.